All right, let's build a proper old school jungle slash DNB sub from Absolute Zero in Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices, and then we're going to resample it into audio so it behaves like the classic 90s workflow, stable, punchy, easy to slice, and way less likely to surprise you with phase weirdness later. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know your way around live session or arrangement view. You know how to make a MIDI clip, and you understand the basics of gain staging. What we're focusing on is getting that sub to feel like dubplate pressure, but still translate on small speakers through controlled harmonics. First, session setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170 BPM. I'm going to sit at 165, because it's a sweet spot for that rolling jungle feel. On your master, drop a spectrum after anything else you've got going on. If you've got a master chain already, put spectrum post fader, so you're seeing what's actually leaving the master. And add a limiter just as a safety net while we design, not to make it loud just to stop accidental spikes while we're dialing in drive and envelopes. Quick gain target. While we're building, try to keep the sub track peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before any master processing. This is one of those boring rules that makes your sub sound bigger. If you slam the sub early, you don't get more sub. You get less depth and less control. Now create a new MIDI track and name it SUB source. This will be our synth source, and later we'll print it. Drop operator onto that track. We're going classic and clean. In operator, we're focusing on oscillator A. Set OSCA to sign. Keep the level at 0 dB. We're not trying to impress anyone with complexity here. The power is in the envelope, tuning, and how we print and edit. Now set the amp envelope. Attack should be basically instant 0. Decay around 200 milliseconds is a good starting point. Sustain depends on your bassline style. If you want more of a sustained, rolling note, set sustain around minus 6 to minus 12 dB so it holds, but doesn't feel like an organ. Release, start around 80 to 150 milliseconds. That release range is super important in DNB because the kick and bass relationship is everything. Too long and it smears the rhythm and eats your headroom. Too short and it feels like it disappears. Now the old school trick. Add a tiny pitch envelope thump. In operator, go to pitch envelope. Keep it subtle. Amount. Somewhere like plus 8 up to plus 20. Small moves only. Decay. 30 to 80 milliseconds. What you're aiming for is not a noticeable pew, but a tiny initial knock that helps the note speak on big systems, especially when the break is busy. Now we control and stabilize the low end. After operator, drop a utility. Set width to 0%. Full mono. This is non-negotiable for club subs. If your sub is stereo, it can vanish on a big rig, and it can mess with your kick's perceived impact. Use utilities gain to keep your level sane. Don't let it clip. If it feels quiet, that's fine, we'll get loud later. Right now we want clean decisions. Add EQ8 after utility. We are not high-passing the sub as a default. Leave the high pass off unless you have a specific reason. Instead, we'll do a gentle cleanup. If it feels boxy or muddy, do a small bell cut around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB, hue around 1. And if you want a little more weight and your tuning supports it, you can do a tiny boost around 55 to 70 Hz, but be careful, boosts down their cost headroom immediately. Now let's make it audible outside of a club. This is where harmonics come in. Add saturator after EQ8. Set it to analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Drive, start at plus 2 dB, maybe up to plus 6 dB. And here's the key teacher move. Match the output. If you crank drive and it sounds better, half the time it's just louder. Pull down the saturator output so your A and B comparison is level matched. You're listening for tone, not volume. What we're aiming for is a little harmonic information sitting in that 120 to 300 Hz area. That's what makes a subline followable on smaller speakers, and it's what keeps the bass line present when the break is going off. Optional alternative, if you want dirtier character, you can use pedal in OD mode, with drive maybe 5 to 15% and keep the tone slightly dark. But for this lesson, saturator is the reliable classic. Now let's write an actual jungle bass line so we're not just making a long sighing note. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip on SUB source. Choose a key that tends to sit well on systems. F minor or G minor are classic for a reason. They land in a frequency area that big rigs love. Here's a simple call and response pattern you can start with, and then you can mutate it later. Bar 1. F1 for a half note, then a rest, then F1 for a quarter note, then G1 for a quarter note. Bar 2, AB1 for a half note, then F1 for a quarter note, then E1 for a quarter note. And quick coaching note, Pick an anchor node on purpose. If you want that locked old jungle feel, return to F or G often. It makes even simple patterns feel authoritative. Just to ground you, F1 is around 43.65 Hz, G1 is 49 Hz. That's the chest zone. Add groove, but don't ruin it. Go to the groove pool. Grab something like MPC 16 Swing 55 to 58. Apply it lightly 20 to 40%. Jungle is driven by breaks, so the bass can lean back a touch, but if you go too far it starts sounding sloppy, not heavy. Now we move into the whole point of this lab, resampling. Create a new audio track and name it SUB. Resample. Set audio from to SUB. Source. You can choose resampling to print the whole mix, but I prefer direct from source while we're building, because it's cleaner and easier to troubleshoot. Arm sub. Resample for recording. Before we record, one more pro workflow move. Keep your level consistent across takes. If you're going to change drive or filter, the perceived loudness will jump around. So at the very end of your SUB, source chain, add another utility, after saturator, and use it as a trim. Map that utility gain to a macro if you're using a rack, and name it trim. The goal is, when you print different passes, you're comparing character, not volume. Now record three passes, each about 8 bars. Pass 1. Clean. Either turn saturator drive way down or off. This is your safety print, the one that always works. Pass 2. Driven. Push the saturator drive up, maybe plus 4 to plus 8 dB, but keep your output trimmed so it's not just louder. Pass 3. Subtle movement. Wobble-ish, but keep it micro. Add auto filter before saturator. Set it to LP24. Put the cutoff around 120 to 250 Hz. Important. Don't filter so hard that you lose the actual sub fundamental. We're not trying to make a mid-bass here, we're just giving the note a tiny sense of motion. For movement, either use a tiny envelope amount or use the LFO very slow, 0.10 to 0.30 Hz, and a small amount, like 5 to 10%. This should be the kind of movement you feel more than you hear. Extra coach note while you record, try performing the take. Don't draw perfect automation. Hit record and gently ride the filter cutoff, the drive, and your trim. Small moves. Then later you hunt for the best one or two bars. That's how you get alive bass edits without overcomplicating the synth. Now you've got audio. This is where it becomes jungle. On sub, resample, pick a nice two-bar section and consolidate it so it becomes its own clip. That gives you a clean loop you can duplicate and slice. Warping. For subs, if the recording is aligned, turn warp off. Warping can smear the low end and mess with phase. If you absolutely have to warp, be cautious. Complex Pro can soften the low end. Repitch can be cleaner for small changes, but in general, print it right, and avoid warping your subs. Now slice edits. This is the fun part. Make some short stabs. Cut little 1/8 or 1/4 note hits for fills. Add dropouts. Mute for a quarter bar or half bar before a snare accent. In jungle, silence is a weapon. The absence of bass can hit harder than distortion. Trim tails so the groove locks with the kick and snare. If the sub is stepping on the kick, shorten the note length first before you reach for heavy sidechain. Every time you cut audio, add tiny fades, 1 to 5 milliseconds at the cut points. That removes clicks and keeps it professional. Now arrangement. Let's do a quick 8 to 16 bar idea that feels like DNB immediately. Bars 1 to 8. Intro vibes. Drums can be filtered, and use the clean sub with simpler sustained notes. Keep it restrained. Bars 9 to 16. Drop A. Bring in the full break. Switch to the driven sub print as your main loop. Bars 17 to 24. Variation. Swap to the filter movement print, and add a couple of 1/8 stab fills. Bars 25 to 32. Drop B energy. Do a couple of those half-bar silence tricks, or a hard dub plate mute just before the downbeat, then slam back in. And here's a clean upgrade move. Don't create variation by constantly changing notes. Create variation by editing rhythm. Take the exact same phrase and in bar 2 shorten notes and add 1 late stab right before the snare. That's classic 90s call and response without rewriting the bass line. Let's cover common mistakes before you bounce anything. Mistake 1. Stereo sub. Don't do it. Keep width at 0% in utility. Mistake 2. Too much distortion too early. If you destroy the fundamental, the bass feels smaller, not bigger. Add harmonics gently, and print multiple takes so you can choose later. Mistake 3. Warping artifacts. Prefer warp off for your printed sub. Mistake 4. Overlong releases. If it rings out, It fights the kick. Start with 80 to 150 milliseconds and adjust to taste. Mistake 5. Tuning mismatch. If your sub notes aren't aligned with the track's root, it can feel weak even if it's loud. Choose a root and commit. Now a couple of pro tips to make it darker and heavier without losing the sub. First, the harmonics lane. Duplicate your resampled sub track. On the duplicate, add EQ8 and high pass it around 120 to 150 Hz so it contains no real sub weight. Then saturate that track harder. You can even add an auto filter to low pass around 1 to 2K Hz so it doesn't fizz. Blend that quietly under the clean sub. This is the safest way to get translation. Weight stays clean, harmonics do the talking. Second, sidechain rumble control. Put a compressor on your sub resample track. Turn on sidechain. Feed it from the kick. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Subtle. You're not pumping for house music. You're carving a pocket so the kick keeps its chest. Third, if you want that Reese adjacent darkness, don't mess up your sub to do it. Keep the sub pure and make a separate mid-bass track for the grit. Think of it like rolls. Sub lives around 30 to 90 Hz. Mid-bass starts around 120 Hz and up.